Golden Valley President and CEO Cory Borgeson says two letters of interest he sent to Municipal Light and Power's general manager late last year were meant not so much as hard and fast purchase offers as they were requests for a seat at the table where the sale was being negotiated.
I wouldn't say that there was never any thought about we wouldn't buy MLMP, but I also thought that, you know, it might lead to other aspects of the sale that we would be interested in.
Borgeson said in an interview last week that the management team's main concern was that the buyer of MLNP would raise the price of natural gas generated electricity that it sells to Golden Valley.
That is a very important motivation to make sure that we can protect the opportunity to buy economy energy from the Anchorage utilities and not somehow have the price affected as a result of the sale.
Borgeson says Golden Valley gets about 20% of its electricity from MLNP. He says last year the co-op bought about $21 million worth of MLNP's gas-generated electricity, which he says is cheaper than any other type of fuel except coal. He says Golden Valley officials are now talking about the price of that power and other concerns with Chugach Electric, which is offered to buy MLNP for about $1 billion. That's about the same amount Borgeson offered in his second letter of interest sent in December.
Golden Valley is in discussions with Chugach about what will happen after the sale. And there's lots of questions regarding transmission issues and the Bradley Lake interests.
Borgeson says Golden Valley also wants to buy some of MLNP's assets, including some or all of its 25% ownership share of the Bradley Lake Hydro Project. Golden Valley now owns 17% of that facility, located on the Kenai Peninsula. Chugach Electric spokeswoman Julie Haskett says the utility is aware of Golden Valley's interest in the MLNP sale, but she says concerns over the fiscal impact of the deal is premature because it faces several political and regulatory hurdles.
I think people are getting a little bit ahead of themselves here. We still have to get through an affirmative vote with the voters of Anchorage in April. If that happens, we would work out a final deal with the municipality of Anchorage, and any final terms would have to go back to the Chugach Board of Directors, the Anchorage Assembly, and ultimately the Regulatory Commission of Alaska.
Consumer and renewable energy advocate Chris Rose says the purchase of MLNP isn't likely to boost the price of its gas-generated electricity because that's spelled out in the contract. But he says the price could rise when the contract comes up for renewal or if demand increases or the supply decreases.
There's no guarantee for anybody who's buying electricity on bilateral contracts like Golden Valley that the price isn't going to change.
Rose is executive director of Anchorage-based Renewable Energy Alaska Project, and he says other factors are more likely to push up the cost of electricity for Golden Valley's ratepayers.
I think a greater concern is just whether or not natural gas prices are going to go up, whether or not the transmission tariffs for moving electricity along the rail belt are going to go up. I think a bigger concern for the entire region is whether or not we have the most efficient generators running at any given moment.
Rose says those issues and others mainly result from six separate utilities stretched over a vast and rugged territory serving a relatively small customer base. He says the costly inefficiency of having two utilities competing for Anchorage's customers is what finally drove MLNP to seek a buyer. He says further consolidation among the utilities is needed, as well as greater coordination in planning and pooling resources. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.